I think it's a really positive step. I think they've resisted it up till now, but I think in the end, the public wants them to be clear about what's going to happen if there's a no vote in September and to set out their vision. And so I think that part of it is really positive. I think what would be really disappointing, however, is if, as a temptation often in politicians, is that we get the lowest common denominator, in that whereas each of the parties have been bold in different areas, if you put them all together, you get rather a weak set of proposals, whereas if you get the strongest bits and put them together, you get quite a dynamic vision for what Scotland could be after September.
Well, they themselves say they're not actually going to reach any kind of formal agreement between each other. This is really just a kind of statement of intent.
Well, when we proposed the Glasgow Agreement a year ago and said the three parties should make some sort of a joint statement, they said it would never happen. So lines in the sand quite often get stepped over.
Is this about actually agreeing a kind of way forward in terms of devolution, or is it really just a reaction to what seems to be a tightening of the polls and a slight increase in support for yes?
I think maybe it's a bit of both. I think there are elements of each of the parties that are frustrated that they want to see more responsibility and autonomy in the Scottish Parliament and would like to have seen these proposals put forward. And I think each of the parties have responded by putting forward a proposal each. But I think there's also an element of it that they realise that the public wants to see something more than what they've done, and therefore the public wants them to put forward some sort of a joint statement. So I think you're getting a mixture of both trying to be popularist as well as some really firm beliefs that there should be more powers after September.
But unless they come up with a formal pledge to the voters, does it really amount to anything?
Well, it's a step in the right direction. We would obviously want them to go further and be bolder in setting out a real vision after September. But on the other hand, if you're always criticising politicians for taking even if it's a few steps in the right direction, then it's not a very positive approach. So we would encourage the politicians to make this statement, but then to go beyond it and to be bold and set out a joint vision for after September.
How much is this what the voters want?
Well, personally, I believe if we'd had a third option, which was an option for greater autonomy at Holyrood, but within the United Kingdom, on the ballot paper, that would have been the most popular option of all. And I think it's a reflection both that the three unionist parties are now making joint statements heading in that direction, as well as the SNP, who've definitely promoted a sort of union with monetary union after September, that they've recognised that this is what the public actually wants.